let's begin with the kids. I mean, the Chautauqua Institution, basically known for entertaining and enlightening and educating the 50-plus crowd, but from what I gather, there's a significant population of young people here who are also gaining something from the experience. So talk about what you do for children.
Yeah, I think one of the hidden secrets of Chautauqua is at any given day, we have about 600 kids from 3 to 15, ages 3 to 15, involved in our camps and clubs. We have a children's school, which is 3 to 5. We have a 6-year-old called Group 1, and then we have 7 to 15. And they're spectacular schools. I mean, the younger ones go in the morning. The older kids go in the morning, the afternoon. Again, depending on what your age is, some activities are developmental and socializing when you're younger. They make sure they interact with the arts, say. If you're in the Boys and Girls Club, which is the oldest day camp in America, they use the waterfront very heavily. But again, they get involved in programming. They'll take field trips up into some of the programs that go on. Some of the schools of actors will come down to where they are. So it's not all pure recreation. It does take advantage of what goes on here. So that's probably 600. And then on any given day, there's probably 150 kids in our special studies programs. You know, camp and recreation maybe isn't for everybody. And so we have courses specifically designed for kids. And that could be anything from SAT preparation to a second language to computer programming, play an instrument, acting. And so, again, there's 750, 800 kids involved in programming at Chautauqua during the day.
Now, for the camps, are these kids who are staying with their families on premises, or are you gathering kids from the region?
Right. So for our camps, it's a one-week minimum, and that's probably the most popular kids coming for a week. And it could be everything from their families on the grounds or they're a week with their grandparents. We have about maybe 10% of that group comes from off the grounds. So you can drive and drop them off at the main gate or drive down to where the clubs are. But about 10% comes from the local community. We have probably 25 to 30 children that are season long. You know, their parents are up here and they're able to afford the thing. But yeah, it goes back to a local and also a Chautauqua tradition.
Is it one of the goals that hopefully introducing children to Chautauqua during their childhood years will result in them coming back as adults?
Well, you know, there's two sort of populations on the grounds. We have a more mature senior population, which is probably 75% who come here. But we have a young, we call it families with kids, and that's about 25% of the population. And you know how it works. If your kids are happy, you're happy. So if you give the kids a really good experience, I think what happens is their parents become property owners or they'll come back year after year. And for instance, my kids went from, you know, 3 years old to 15. Then they were counselors. And even though now they're in their 20s, I can guarantee you they'll come back with their families. So it works both ways. I think it puts a hook in for their parents initially, and then they get a lifelong love for the place. And I know they want to come back themselves.
Do the kids get what Chautauqua's all about, or is it just about having fun?
Yeah, I think I don't think they view it as serious as we view it. I think you spoke to Tom earlier, and you know, we are a lifelong learning area where people really get engaged in things. I think it comes more naturally when you're younger, and so they don't work at it. So I think I've never done it. If you were to stop and ask, you know, some of the kids in our programs, I think they'd say they're having fun and learning as opposed to, you know, actively trying to do something.
Yeah.
I think that's the way they'd describe it.
Do you do a lot that involves the entire family?
We do as much as we can. We have, and I think one of our strengths is intergenerational. We have a lot of grandparents who have homes, and of course they bring their sons and daughters, and then their grandkids come. So there's a lot of that interaction going on, and we try and throughout the season have different events. Whether they be, we have a family entertainment series, it's called. Typically, it's on Tuesdays. It's in a hall called Smith Wilkes, which is smaller. But it's children programming. So parents will come or grandparents. It's not unusual to see three generations enjoying it. Little things like ice cream. You know, we have some of the best ice cream at our Brickwalk Cafe. And every night when you go in there, again, there's three generations of people enjoying ice cream. And we encourage, we were just talking earlier before, We moved one of our operas from inside Norton Hall to outside. Well, if you look to that audience, it's as many kids as there are adults, and it's fantastic. So I think giving the opportunity to interact multi-generational in our venue is one of our strengths.